Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Cannes Film Festival. Today I'm in company of producer Dina Iman, who's here to present Yomedin, screening here in competition. So Dina, first of all, let's start from the beginning. How did it happen for you? How did you become the producer of this film?
Well, a friend of mine introduced me to Abu, to AB, and I read the script, and it was just, I immediately said I have to do it. Like, as a producer, I knew it was going to be difficult. I knew producing a feature in and of itself is an extraordinary feat, but also producing a feature in a country that I've never worked in before. That's something on its own, but I believe in it so much, and I consider myself a very hands-on producer. So I just went for it. It just, I said I have to get it done anyway that we have to get it done. We get it done, and we did.
How would you describe the film? How would you consider it? How did you conceive it with Abby?
Well, the film is there's a very universal story to it. It's about people who maybe feel like they don't belong, or other people make them feel like they don't belong. People that are not really comfortable in their skin, but this film shows you how to be comfortable in your skin and how to kind of rise above and be resilient. And that's our main character. You don't feel sorry for him, and you don't pity him, and there's no poverty porn, as they say, in this film. This is a film that is meant to inspire, and it's meant to connect with people, regardless of your background or your religion or your color, any of that stuff. And this is a film I think anybody can enjoy it at any age, in any place. And that's the point of this story. It's to connect us. We're as human beings, as people, especially in a time where we're separated. And it's very ironic because we're in a time where we're the most connected, or we could be the most connected, but we're not. And this kind of is a film for me anyway. When I first read it, it helped restore kind of my faith in humanity and in the goodness in people, and now the reception here at Cannes, that was just another level of restoration. And to see that, you know, people still feel it really has touched me, and I'm so honored and thankful and humbled by everything that's happening.
While watching the film, I was thinking that there were a lesson that we can learn from the film, is that we should all look at people like Obama looks at people, like without that filter, with no filters, like with acceptance. What do you think?
No, I totally agree, and we should be more like Obama in the film. We should not judge people on their appearance, because look what happens. Like, look in real life when people are judged for their appearances. What happens? There's more separation, and you never get to know the person for who they are and their character. So it's a reminder to maybe you should look past, you know, the color of your skin or the headscarf that you wear or your clothes or anything. I mean, because you don't know what kind of life this person leads. You don't know the hardships about this person. You don't know the good things that happen to them. And the only way for you to know is to talk to them and to get to know them. And once you do, you'll find more similarities than there are differences. And it's really simple. It's very simple, but for some reason, it's more complicated right now. Yeah, exactly.
Despite it being universal story, did you know about this condition, this leprosy colonies, and it's being more of, as Abby said in an interview that I read on Festival website, like that it's more of a social problem than a medical one?
I honestly thought it was an ancient disease. I was like, okay, I know it from the Bible, like, and I didn't know it from anything else, and I was actually really shocked that it still exists and exists in this capacity. I mean, there are colonies all over the world. And yes, it is a social condition. But anything can be described as a social condition. So it's not specifically leprosy that has a social condition attached to it. But I mean, this is in our film, right? But yes, it is. I mean, it's a hindrance. It's a hindrance to other people getting to know you. I mean, when we first met him, it was immediate. We clicked, and because we knew it's not contagious, and you know, and this is a person. What we had to do for filming, though, we had to talk to the crew first, and then talk to him, and then, you know, introduce everyone slowly and in a very careful manner, because there were questions. Naturally, there were questions from the crew. Is this contagious? Am I going to get sick? And just like in the film, we would tell them, we're okay, so you'll be okay. Just like when Obama was asked, is it contagious? He said, well, I'm standing in front of you. I'm healthy, aren't I? And that's exactly what happened in the film, while we were shooting. And by the end, the crew was crying because it was over. And they took his number, and they kept in contact. They kept in contact with him, and they're really good friends. And this is not only an achievement in the film, but behind the scenes. And there's a story behind the scenes. It's a movie within a movie, and it's just so inspiring, and it's so heartwarming, and it's I love it. I feel like there's an achievement beyond the film.
Thank you, Dina Emon, for being here with us and talking about Yomedin screening at the 71st Festival de Cannes in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.